السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. سبحان الذي عز فارتفع وعلى فامتنع وذل كل شيء لعظمته وخضع وأمسك السماء فرفع وفرش الأرض ووسع وقدر السحاب فارتفع وأنزل الغيث فهمع وعد ووضع وذل ورفع وأعطى ومنع وخلقته من نفس واحدة فمستقر ومستودع. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All you who believe, fear Allah, the way he must be feared, and do not die except in a status, of Islam. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. And hold all together on the rope of Allah and do not divide. واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. And remember with a gratitude the bounty of Allah upon all of you. إذ كنتم أعداء for your enemy فألف بين قلوبكم. And he joined between all of your hearts. فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. And so you become brothers by his mercy. وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار. And you were all on an edge of a pit fire. فأنقذكم منها. And he saved you from it. كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. And so Allah explains to all of you his signs so you may be guided. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. حسبت نفسي لم أجد لي صالحا إلا رجائي رحمة الرحمن ووزنت أعمالي علي فلم أجد في الأمر إلا خفة الميزان ونظرت حولي في أموري كلها ويحي إذا من غضبك الرحمن إلهي أنت تعلم ما بحالي أهل يا سيدي خرج قريب وألهمني لذكرك طول عمري فإن في ذكرك الدنيا تطيب. My dear respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, who is present at all times and present in our conscience, to forgive us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, to bestow His blessing and tranquility and peace upon all of us, inshallah ta'ala, in this month of peace and tranquility. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, to grant us freedom from the hellfire at the end of this month. After all the siyam is due and taken care of, after all the zakah is due and taken care of, after all the taraweeh and the qiyam al-layl and the recitation of Quran and the lack of sleep and the lack of food and the lack of rest for this sake and inshallah. Brothers and sisters, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Mecca, he were on two campaigns. First campaign, and there were people enforcing this campaign and supporting this campaign with human resources and funds. And this campaign is كذلك وجدنا آباءنا كذلك يفعلون. We found our parents doing or our grandparents doing what they were doing, and we are going to continue doing what they are doing. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with another campaign. Equal in intensity, equal in determination. However, he was disadvantaged as far as resources, human resources, tangible resources. But he was not lacking the heavenly resources from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his campaign was, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. Say, disbelievers, I do not worship what you are worshipping. And the continuation of the chapter, everybody is known. Two campaigns. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his da'wah, the purpose of his da'wah is to make a change of attitude and a change of thinking and a shift of paradigm, which is the collection of all these values that the people in Quraysh adopted to live. The values that allowed them to rape women. The values that allowed them to bury a young girl alive under the sand. The value that allowed them to beat on everybody who is not descended from prestigious families and to generate slavery. All of these values, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to change it and to defeat it. Came to change people having idols and gods in their homes, on their camels, and around the Kaaba, anywhere they go, and when they get hungry, they eat it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Muhammad is his messenger. And they tried all of their efforts to sway him on this. And the golden statement that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, if they put the sun in my right hand side and the moon in my left hand side for me to abandon this matter, it is not going to happen. Determination, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make the change in the people of Mecca, the change that I and you are enjoying today. Brothers and sisters, not only this shift of paradigm, not only this change of attitude and a total alignment with Islam was only with non-believers. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept a close eye on the Sahaba around him for the same purpose. And we all aware of many situations that the Sahaba showed some defaults in their tarbiyah and their alignment to this deen. Zainab bint Jahsh, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is approaching Zainab and he said, I find Zayd ibn Thabit is a fit for you to marry. And she said, no. A lack of alignment. A lack of compliance with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And so sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again he repeated to Khawla, to Zainab bint Jahsh. She said, I am a Ustiyya. I'm descending from a family, a prestigious family. You are going to have me married to Zayd, a servant of yours, still carrying some of the old paradigms and the ignorance in the mind and the spirit, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to change it, decided to shift them from non-believers to believers, and to believers are well aligned with this deen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ. It is not a choice, or a believer man or a believer woman. إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends a verdict, to dispute it, or to have a choice. أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهَا. And Zainab did marry Zayd ibn Thabit. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, when he made a statement to Bilal ibn Rabah, you are the son of Abraq, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right there and then, saw something wrong. In the way that Abu Dharr felt, and the way Abu Dharr thought. And he said, Allahi inna kamrirun fika jahiliya Abu Dharr, this is a leftover residue of the days of ignorance. And it doesn't fit your character. It does not fit your commitment to La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Abu Dharr, it is the job of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give everybody aligned. Abu Dharr wanted to teach himself a lesson. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him the objective. This is an ignorance, and you need to fix it. Abu Dhar chose the way that fixed him and will cure him. And he chose his own medicine by asking Bilal to stiffen over his knees while he was laying on the floor. Alignment. And going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, this change and shift of paradigm and shift from being non-Muslim to a Muslim and from a Muslim that is aligned to La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, it is not a vocational work. Neither is a casual work. I am sure among my brothers and sisters are listening today, and engineers and doctors and lawyers and accountants and professional business people, it was not over the weekend they become like that. They have to go to school and they have to show discipline. And somebody has to sustain this effort until we receive this certification. That you can treat people as a doctor. You can do their books and taxes as an accountant and so forth and so on. You can build a building and people can sit underneath it safe and sound because of the education and the training that you receive. Brothers and sisters, this is not a casual work. Neither is a vocational work. We do it when we like. And we abandon it when we don't have time for it. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to create an institute. With the definition of institute, to build pillars that the candidate can carry his needs. So Darul Arqam was the place for it. The incident with Zainab is an incident of it. The incident with Abu Dhar is an incident of it to generate this alignment. Darul Arqam was an institute. It requires a physical place. And it requires a human effort in it. Graduated from this school, Mus'ab ibn Umayr, who went with Bay'at al-Aqab al-Thani to Medina to be the teacher, and the one who teaches the newcomers to Islam how to become Muslim and how to practice their deen. And Mu'adh ibn Jabal to go to Yemen to be the ultimate religious reference in that area. These are pillars, brothers and sisters, did not happen overnight. These people were not made overnight. It took a sustainable, consistent, and disciplined method from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to create them. And we see an example of Abu Umar radiallahu anhu, and Abu Bakr, and Uthman, and Ali, and all of the Sahaba, and the young generation like Usama ibn Zayd, and so forth and so on. Brothers and sisters, we are partners in that. The last time I checked, if you are a son of a father and you want to go to school, you need his help, and you need his support. And as a father, you need to support. And both, somebody who is willing to go to school to graduate, and somebody who is willing to put the money so you can graduate, is a must-have partnership, and we all partners in that. Brothers and sisters, we are not living any different from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam time. Maybe their circumstances are different, but the situation is the same. We either have non-Muslims who have not heard anything about Islam, or we have Muslims who come to the masjid and they still need alignment. And we need in the masjid imams and scholars who can make this alignment day in and day out, so we do not have a defective generation. Brothers and sisters, we've seen some religions in the United States, how they went astray, because there is no alignment, and no true commitment to the deen. And people become opinionated, and they do their opinion, and then you see many, many divisions and many denominations. And this is what we try to avoid. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَلَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, in Hujjah al-Wada, and so you can imagine the success that the Prophet ﷺ did. he's talking to his Sahaba, and he says, he's asking them, do you know what country is that or what town is that? Anybody of you dispute this is Fresno? To me, maybe I may pronounce the name wrong, or I may, because I'm coming from Nashville. But none of you, if I ask what town is this, everybody would say this is Fresno. And the Prophet asked the Sahaba, he said, do you know what town is this? Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam, Allah and His Messenger knows the best. We don't know. And he said, this is Mecca, or that is Al-Haram. A change of attitude from people who argue with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even when he orders. So people don't even want to answer a trivial question like, what town is it? And he asks, what month is it? He says, Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him the month. It's the month of the Hijjah. To very obvious, very trivial questions, they are hesitant. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the Quran or sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changes the name of the month. And until this point, we don't know you cannot. And then he said, do you know what day is it? They said, Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam. We're not going to answer until you tell us. And so he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the change of attitude and the alignment. Brothers and sisters, today inshallah ta'ala, I want your support for the Hispanic American University. Hispanic American University is about providing programs for ulama and scholars and imams. It does deliver a program for a diploma in Sharia or a bachelor's degree in Sharia or even a master's degree in Sharia in free field to do this alignment. But they always have something more and love in mind, that they want young youth who were born in this country, from this generation, do not have an accent like me, do not carry some of their back home frame mind that I came with and I identify to. People who understand the culture here, they understand the youth when they come and talk to them about prom, or a weekend outside with a friend, and drugs and pregnancy and so forth. They were in this position, but they are different and they got a good training and a good institute that will help them to become an imam who is knowledgeable, aligned with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and also very aware of the circumstances of the people. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send a prophet that is abhorrent from his people for a wisdom. Because he knows the culture, they know the culture, they know the tongue of the people, they know what works with them and so forth, and this is exactly the essence of our deen, to make a shift of paradigm and a change before people accept La ilaha illallah, whether they arrive to Islam late or if they accept it and they still not align, a people who can speak to them and train them. Brothers and sisters, again, we can talk more inshallah ta'ala, but I'd like to have your support for Ibn ta'ala to produce imams in this caliber for this particular job. Not somebody doing it casually, but people who are committed to this cause. Brothers and sisters, the Islamic American University also has a program that will take imams to study in Al-Azhar Sharif and some of the prestigious and reputable schools overseas. So they learn the Arabic language, and they learn the pure Islam from its pure resources, and they come here knowing the background of this country, and therefore inshallah ta'ala will be able to help our brothers and young Muslim and Muslims. I want your support inshallah ta'ala. I want you to give as much as you can inshallah ta'ala. After the salah bi'idhnillah ta'ala will be more specific bi'idhnillah. But dismiss all of these feelings I cannot donate. I gave already last weekend. We are going to give next weekend or the day after tomorrow. Inshallah ta'ala, all of these brothers and sisters, the thoughts of shaitan. But Allah, as shaitan, we are looking with fatar. Shaitan is promised you poverty. That's not my thought. This is in the Quran. La yamliku anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises to you maghfirah, forgiveness, and rizwan, total satisfaction. من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه، ومن كره لقاء الله كره الله لقاءه. عائشة قالت يا رسول الله whoever loves to meet Allah سبحانه وتعالى Allah سبحانه وتعالى loves to meet them. And whoever hates to meet Allah سبحانه وتعالى Allah سبحانه وتعالى in return does not like to meet them. عائشة said is that because كراهية الموت فكلنا نكره الموت يا رسول الله. Is it the fear from death or the hate from death because all of us hate death? But he said كلا يا عائشة no عائشة ولكن المؤمن المؤمن إذا بشر برحمة الله ورضوانه وجنته فرح بلقاء الله ففرح الله بلقائه. A believer when he is given a good news for the mercy of Allah, the satisfaction of Allah, and the paradise of Allah, he is looking forward to meet Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking forward to meet him. فلكن الكافر إذا بشر بغضب الله وسخطه وعذابه كره لقاء الله فكره الله لقاءه. But a disbeliever, when he's given the news of the dissatisfaction of Allah and anger of Allah and the punishment of Allah on him, he hates to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates to meet him. Brothers and sisters, can you tell me a sadaqah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send a student overseas to become an imam? And this means he's over another message. Let's not get too close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wonder what that. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب مجيب الدعاء يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا لك فيها رضا ولنا فيها سعادة إلا أعمتنا بقضائها وأدائها. اللهم يا مخلص القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف الأبصار اصرف أبصارنا عن معصيتك. اللهم اغفر لنا من خشيتك كما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن قاعدك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers and sisters, I made the khutbah short so you can fill the pledge form inshallah ta'ala as you did, or you put in the box inshallah ta'ala for your convenience inshallah ta'ala, and for the purpose inshallah we all partners in this, and then I urge you inshallah to do. I have a couple of announcements. The MSA meeting inshallah ta'ala will be in room 308 today from 2:30 to 3:30. Also I encourage all my brothers and sisters to participate on the fundraiser inshallah ta'ala for the Valley Christian School on the 23rd of September inshallah ta'ala. The tickets are outside. The fundraising event or the dinner inshallah will start at 5:30. Will be easier inshallah ta'ala if you wish to buy tickets, they are outside. I'm going to fly from home.